Legend of the Day。
雅思托福 GRE， 你想到的问题告诉他，你没想到的问题他告诉你。
大家好，这里是北京外语广播正在播出的大学生英语在线 Question of the Day， 我是米歇尔。今天我们请到的嘉宾依然是 Emma 畅畅老师。
Hello.
If I change my voice, I think that's probably
because you had a sip of water.
No.
Before you open up your mouth, you know, before you talk, that could change your voice.
But I think if I change your voice, does this sound like someone special? I mean, like a TV show host?
No.I think if you change your voice, it will make you sound smarter.
Smarter.
What you did is definitely smart.
Definitely
smart. Okay, now that you get it.
Oh, I get
it. I'm so relieved. I'm so afraid that I read too much into my compliments.
Okay.
So you might, yeah.Your voice is a little deeper, you know.
Deeper.
Sexier. It sounds like in one of the TV show hosts.
TV show host. So who is it? Do you know? Sounds like this?
Actually, no one. At least no one successful or famous. You know, they could have 1 year of their career, and because of their voice, you know, they got kicked out of that position.
他说对了。我很喜欢的一个主持人，一个电视节目的主持人，然后以前是湖南的，就是内地台的一个主持人。结果就消失了。
What happened is that because of his voice?
I don't know. 但是他的声音我一直觉得特别的棒，然后就像我刚才那样，特别的像。
Seriously? You think his voice is great and just like yours?
Great.
Just like yours.
Just like mine. I love it.
Confident.
This is something important. But talk about the TV show host is the topic today. 今天我们要来聊的雅思的一个话题就是谈谈一个电视节目的主持人a TV show host. So I think this one is like, in recent exams, I've heard this topic from students, you know, they attended exam recently and they got this one from the examiner. So they want to talk about it. They have to talk about the TV show host.
Yeah.
But what about people like me? Actually, I rarely watch TV. 我非常非常少看电视，其实我家里都没有电视。
Nice.
No.
Maybe you got a projector, you know, just project everything on one wall. It's nothing there.
但我觉得这种生活方式就是不看电视。
And you watch all the TV show from the internet.
Yeah, exactly. I watch it from my iPad.
Yeah, you did.
But for the TV show host,
I love this TV show hostess.
So she's a hostess.
Yeah, she's a woman. She used to be the stand-up comedian. Very successful one. Most beloved American comedian, I guess. She's now in her 50s.
In her 50s?
Yeah, but she's now hosting a show called The Ellen Show.
Ah, you're talking about The Ellen.
Yeah. Now it's the 11th season. She's been doing this for quite a long time.
I'm really wondering, so for a woman like, a host like her, she's been hosting the TV programs for such a long time. So for me, I felt exhausted. I watched several of her show with the celebrities. It's like, you know, I think it's like joking and making...
That's what she does, joking. You know, I've read her book. She got two or three books.
I mean, it's hard. It exhausts you if you keep doing this for years.
I mean, if you make people laugh for years.
Exactly.
It could be because, you know, there's also because you got the reputation of being funny and being hilarious. So whatever you say sounds funny. Other people say it may not sound that funny, but...if it comes from your mouth, that makes it more hilarious. That could be one of the reasons.
This could be one of the reasons, but this also could be the huge pressure.
Yes,
it's like you cannot be serious. You have to be funny sometimes or all the time because people are expecting when they're watching your show.
Yeah.
They're waiting for the punchline. They're waiting for, you know, something hilarious.
Yeah.
So it's fresh.
She actually gets to serious stuff. For example, her show is not only about joking or about celebrities. Most part of it is about giving out free gifts. Gives out, I don't know, the crew gives out how many gifts or how much they values. So how much the gifts cost.
What do you mean, gifts?
It's just, for example,
material gifts.
Just actual product that you can hold with your hand. For example, usually
to the guests, to the show, or ordinary people?
To the audience, to the guests, to everybody.
It may not be the same
every time. For example, sometimes she would select an audience. For example, that lady she selected, let's say that her name is Cindy, and the Cindy came upstage, joke around and being laughed at or being picked on by Ellen. But nobody would really mind if they're being picked on because she's Ellen. She's being Ellen. People love Ellen being Ellen. And then that Ellen would say that since that you've been messed up by me, we just would like to give you something. And then some staff would come out once they give out this Galaxy phone.
Oh, yeah, really?
Galaxy phone to her. And so everybody just so cheerful because, you know, actually one of the audience really got something valuable, you know, just something that, let's say expensive, as a free gift that could be expensive. And then in order to cheer everybody up, and that's very unexpected, this Ellen just tell you that you guys who don't get too excited, it's still not the time. I mean, now is the time you get really excited because each and every one of you is going home with a Galaxy.
Wow.
So that's what she does every time on the show. The crew give out free gifts. You know, like I said, it's just not only helping, you know, it's not helping. It's not only for the audiences.
So I don't understand the purpose. So mm-hmm. She wants to have more viewers for the show?
That's
she's building up, you know, this,
that's
like...
That's clearly how she attracts people to the show. I mean, people just want to get free gifts.
It's like a game show, actually.
It is. And also, she got celebrities on the show. She got ordinary people. Every section of her show,
don't agree, you know, the way she does that.
How she commercialized the whole show. Sometimes she invited primary school teachers who are struggling with her life. For example, they only got one car in the family, and it's a big family with 5 or 6 people. So they're struggling with one car, and the car is a second-hand one needs to be fixed all the time, then she would give the family a brand new car.
Wow. A van?
Not a van, it's just a car.
But I think they need a van, SUV, stuff like
they
don't, that.
Well, it also depends on the company that she's cooperating with, that she's working with. So the company usually don't provide vans, it's just cars.
I'm really thinking about her idea of running a show. Because actually, you know, the audiences, if you're counting this way, the audiences, they either get into the show, probably they pay the ticket or they just don't. They're invited to be the audiences there and they get the phone for free. But I think the phone's really, you know, for the every audience. So it could be, I think, expensive, right?
It is expensive.
It could be a huge expense of the show. So in this way, if you track this audiences with this kind of thing, I just feel it's something wrong, but I can't figure it out which part is not that right. So traditionally speaking, for the shows, we track people with the stories, with the interesting performances and everything. But if it's for the gifts to the audience, it's like the buy.
It's not entirely because of the gifts. She doesn't really, I mean, she gave out like small gifts, or sometimes only to one or two audiences that she picked. It's not every time to everybody. That's only one part of the show. The other part of her show is to introduce a film or a celebrity to everybody. You know, if for a newly released film, she would invite that actor or actress to the show, and people would get really excited. And then also, that's the part she helps out the public schools or orphanage or nursery homes. And also, that money, I don't think those, for example, the cell phones, I don't think that comes from the crew or from those employees of the TV station or the production company.
I know what you're talking. You're talking to sponsors, right?
Yes, they're from the cell phone company. So just think of it as their advertising strategy. They got the advertising, and then actually it's about advertising.
That could be the good one.
Yeah.
I still got her image in my mind all the time. It's like the short blonde hair,
the spiked one. I love her. She's so hilarious. And I remember that you said on her show, there's joke everywhere. Nothing's pretty serious. Actually, she helped out people a lot, and that can get serious. But, you know, somehow she just spoiled everything with a joke. So I've read her book. Her book name is My Point, and I do have one. That's the name of her book. And the entire book, it's about joking. It's like an autobiography. She wrote stories about herself, you know, what she's afraid of, like taking flights or taking elevators. She's afraid of a lot of things, but she wrote in a very not traditional way. She's just making it sound so fun. And also, she wants to strongly stress her opinion on the anti-animal fur products, clothes. Here's something she wrote.
Ah, you've got that part.
Yeah.
Okay.
She said that because she really hated those animal skin or animal fur trays, so she says, I ask people why they have deer heads on their walls, and they say, because it's such a beautiful animal. There you go. Well, I think my mom's attractive, but I have photographs of her. Wasn't mom pretty? She had great legs, too. They're in the next room. Come on. And it's just like she put a joke there, but she actually is making a point. You know, you like something that's pretty, but you don't have to cut it off and put it on your wall. That's the same with animal. So she's actually making her point. And here's the part that she is not making any point. She's just joking around. She always thinks that people are always constantly talking to themselves. So
constantly.
Here she goes. Another thing that we do that can make us feel like we're not only idiots, but crazy idiots to boot, is talk to ourselves. Mm. It's hard to walk down the street these days without hearing somebody talking to themselves. In fact, and I think this is the funny part. In fact, it's safe to assume that anybody you see walking down the street is talking to themselves. Sometimes people walk in groups of two or more to disguise that they are each having their own individual conversation, but they don't fool me. This part is totally about joking. There's, you know, it doesn't make any sense. I mean, there's nothing important in it. Just, this is how she is. That's also how she appeared to be in her show. That's why I love her so much. I love her.
You can see how much she loves her.
I do. Okay, she's
so here's so the funny thing. If you've got a chance to interview Alan, so what would you like to ask her? Or what would be the first thing you want to say to her if you've got a chance?
First thing, well, I have this feeling that every answer, I mean, if she wants to avoid any question she wouldn't want to have answered to, then she would make up a joke. Mm. But the first thing I'd like to ask her is that, what is the first thing you do after the show?
Ah, interesting.
After the show.
Go to the bathroom.
Yeah, because she actually, in her book, she actually talked about the life of a celebrity.
Ah.
Yeah, then she says that everybody is so curious about how celebrities spend their days. And here I'm going to tell you how we spend our days. I've been reading it for like 2 minutes.
So how? How does she spend her days?
I have very high expectations. And so, but after like for 2 minutes, I realized that she's writing everything with sarcasm. And if something goes like, you know, we get up every day with our servants, handling our hot towels to clean our hands and our face. They even help us to brush our teeth. And then I sat on the table and the servants just came, provide me all kinds of breakfast, and I get to select one, and they take all the other things away because I'm a celebrity. And also, and after that, I would go for horse bike riding with all my other rich friends, because that's what we do. We don't have anything to do but to go horseback riding. And then after that, we have coffee, we have nice chats, and in the evening, I gathered all my rich friends into my house, and we party all night until the next morning. When I woke up, the servant of mine just provided me with this hot towel to clean my hands and my face. She's kind of, you know, she has this technique of avoiding to actually reveal what the personal life of hers. But, you know, it's I have to admit, it's funny.
But actually, instead of describing the real life, probably the routine everybody has, she actually tries to describe the what, you know, imagination people usually have.
Yeah, that's really sarcastic.
That is. It's like, that you is. Know, celebrities, they don't live a life that people usually do.
Mm-hmm.
But there's one thing I realize is really different. I watched this TV show recently from Zhejiang TV. There was an actress, actually a domestic actress, and she's more than 40 years old.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, when she's in France or other countries in Europe, and she's got the problem, it's like she's got a problem to book tickets.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the problem to ask for the directions. She's got the problem to do everything. This is like the surviving skills, and she doesn't have any of them. And she's crying on the street for hours. because she had no idea what to do, and she never had that experience because she was brought up family like, you know, the rich family and the well-educated parents and professors. So she's got like the nanny and someone else to care for her all the time. So she doesn't have any this kind of life skills and surviving skills for her. So that was the night she didn't know how to get back to the hotel, because when she left the hotel, she didn't even remember the name. So she left the hotel and went to the bar, but it was like a midnight when she wanted to go back to the bar. What can I do? And she was like wandering around on the street for 3 hours and could not figure out a way to get back to the hotel, until some Chinese recognized her as a celebrity and talked to her. So what are you doing here? Can I help? And she said something like, so I remember there was like the church around the place I lived. That boy drove a car and brought her back. Mm-hmm. But the whole thing is, as soon as she got onto the car, she cried and cried all the way, because she said, I've never had any experiences like this.
She has to grow up at some point in her life. It's a must. I mean, you cannot expect to
live. But the point is, there's the really difference between ordinary people's life and the celebrity's life.
Yeah.
Such a big difference.
But, you know, I don't think that happens to every celebrity. I think most of them can, you know, sort things out in their own life.
Just growing up as a celebrity, probably, as, you know, the child celebrity.
You know, maybe she got some superpowers of celebrities that we don't have. Life is fair. You got something, you lose something, you lose something, you got something.
But she's got something, you know, she's got everything great. She's got the wonderful family. She's got really good way of acting, and everything goes smoothly.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got the beautiful, beautiful appearances.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got, it seems like everything people, you know, expect. And she's born with them. So things like that. That's why she's the lucky dog in everyone's eyes, but it turns out to be like this. So I think this
so that's not lucky at all, I think.
Now I see this not lucky at all. Because if she wants to have this ordinary people's life, she just can't.
Oh, no. Stars and celebrities, this could be one thing they're struggling for. Because I remember there's a, it's not a child star, she's now in her 20s. Like, I think 24 or 25, she's in her 20s. The poster of the new season of the show released, and she is really, she kind of got pissed by the by their perfect poster, because she said something on Facebook is that, well, with the Photoshop, they just make us feel flawless and perfect, but actually each one of us got flaws in our real life, and I would love for you to see who we really are instead of on the posters or on whatever that commercial photos of them. So I think this is great. I mean, this is better. And I remember, you know, Rose in Titanic, Kate Winslet, actually she keep her daughter from all the magazines, the beauty magazines, the fashion magazines, because she's so scared that her daughter would grow up thinking that skinny is the only way of being beautiful. Being skinny is not the only way of being beautiful.
I really hate the idea. You know, it's like everyone around me is trying to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I just don't get it.
I understand people are trying to stay healthy, but I don't understand those who go out of their way harming their health.
I think they're led by the media.
Yes, they are.
The commercial media.
So that's why I think it's really, it would be helpful if for those famous designers, if they arrange a catwalk for people of normal size and normal shape. You know, so that you can let people to think, well, ordinary people could look as beautiful as those models.
And these models, sometimes they starved to death.
Yes. It's not, you know, sometimes they do drugs. I mean, those clothes, they're designed, I mean, if you are designing those clothes for, actually, for people to wear, then you might as well have some ordinary people to be the model. So, I've rarely seen online shops have overweight people as their models in China, but I've brought some other online shop stores of other countries, and I've seen people, overweight people, being the model of the clothes, and probably because the clothes is designed for those overweight people. that you gotta have someone to be the model.
Sometimes they're not overweight, but people
just
only accept, you know, that figures as the perfect figures.
Yeah.
I think this is a bit ridiculous, but if it's backing to the Tang Dynasty, I guess, you know, people already have this better, you know.
Just not the imaginary shape of our contemporary aesthetic looking. So I guess it would be nice to just make, if you're designing things for the ordinary, then you might as well include us into what you're designing. I think that's the only right thing to do. But I guess, I mean, this is totally open for debate. You can have your own opinion. I'm only speaking for myself. Yeah, and today, actually, to sum up, we were talking about a TV host that you like.
Yeah, a TV show host that you like.
Yeah. And so I guess you all have your own favorite TV show host or hostess, and feel free to talk about it. You know, if you wanted to contact us, you can friend us on Sina Weibo, 大学生英语在线, or you can friend Emma on WeChat.
So my WeChat is 3-ET. It is THREE, 横杠 ET. So we can be friend on the WeChat and talk more about the celebrities and the TV show hosts.
See you next time.
The other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be, we're all as lonely as we wanted to be, just as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just you, you're just me, it's only true. Nobody never told me not to do. So I'll keep people watching. Watch me now, finding my way back to you. But we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. I'm just you. You're just me. It's only true. So many feet go in so many ways. People passing by, they got nothing to say. On our own, just watching it. Nobody told me what to do. I can't stop breaking all. Other people watching me. We're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're not so lonely as we wanted to be. I'm just as lonely as I wanted to be. Not so lonely. Lonely, lonely, lonely. Other people watching me, and we're all people watching the other people watching we, and we're as lonely as we wanted to be. We're all as lonely as we wanted to be.
下一期大学生英语在线将继续为您带来雅思口语部分的内容。
接下来您将听到的是私房拷贝。Coming up next is home video. 下面请听中国梦主题新创作歌曲展播歌曲，姚贝娜演唱的《天耀中华》。
我是多么的幸运，降生在你的怀里，我的血脉流淌着你的生气和美丽，那仁慈的情谊，那温暖的回忆，你对我的恩泽感动天和地，从来不曾放弃你，因为希望埋在心底，追寻自由的勇气，多少年你用风起，幸福是没忘记，痛苦中曲折你，我的灵魂紧紧跟着你呼吸。